the whole team should have stayed. It went to one.
He just has it. 5 seconds to go. Bridges for three.
Yeah! Oh! The big star delivers. The big star delivers. And that's what you want, the big star.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. We are a little later this week. As me and Lane joke, this podcast is not in sickness and in health. It is strictly in health because I was sick Wednesday and did not have the strength to attempt to record. Plus, Lane said, stay away from my house if you're sick. So
yeah, I don't want that shit.
So we made a decision. We push it off to today, which is Super Bowl Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So we're gonna record here right now, try to get this out before the Super Bowl starts, and maybe you guys can listen to it up to the Super Bowl. We got a couple little things, and then we'll watch the game. So to preview this week, obviously, we'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. We'll recap college basketball, because now it's been four games for each team since we last recorded. Now, when you listen to the last episode, the Michigan game from last week was probably over already, but it's been four games since we've recorded. So we'll touch on all those a little bit. And we'll do some NBA recap. Obviously, there's the main news there. Before we get into that topic, if you haven't already, please, social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like us, share us, whatever you got to do there. And then whatever device you're listening on, whether it's Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever, give us a rate, review, subscribe to it. And the biggest thing that I always push is just spread it word of mouth. Tell one friend. And who knows, that'll help it grow a little bit.
Yep.
And would be greatly appreciated. So with that, I guess we'll get into the news. There's only one news topic. And granted, now that we're late, this week, it's been a week ago today, the news of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others who tragically died in a helicopter crash in California. Man, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's kind of our generation's Michael, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, we were obviously young when we were younger. Michael was finishing his career, but in the peak of at least our, me being 31, you're 30, mm-hmm. in our basketball time, like, that was, Kobe was the man.
Yeah.
And then especially being in Michigan, when the Pistons were good, it was Shaq and Kobe and the Pistons. And I mean, Kobe was always a figure, and he was always so prevalent in everything you saw with sports. And then for it to happen the way that it did, it's just, it was crazy.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It was, you, I remember just, we were sitting on the couch last Sunday, and somebody had posted on Facebook, like, oh my God, Kobe, no. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then I went on Twitter, and then I saw the TMZ reporting that he had passed away in a helicopter crash. And, you know, this one, I was talking to a friend at work about this one, and, like, this one hurts.
It hurt. It was felt everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did. It really was. It's. I was talking to somebody, and we compared it to, like, you will always remember what you were doing when you heard that it happened. Like, I was texting one of my buddies. We were setting up a new TV, and he's like, and he called me, and he never calls me. So I'm like, what's going on? He's like, did you believe it? Kobe Bryant died. I'm like, what? No, what? Mm-hmm. So I flipped over to ESPN real quick, and sure enough, there it was. It's just like, man, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, and you've, like, we know we've had a full week to really digest this, and you've listened to all the sports talk radio and the newscasts and just everything on it, and he's somebody that transcended sports.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate, because he was an unbelievable basketball player, but he was just as unbelievable as a father.
Oh, that was, I think that's the part that has made it harder, is since he's retired, he's been so in the spotlight with Gigi and his other kids that you see him all the time. You see him in the front row games talking, and you see the videos come out of them working together, and anytime there's kids involved, it just tears so much harder at people. Mm-hmm. And me being a father, it was just like, I mean, that was like, wow. Crazy. Like, you know, I couldn't imagine. I could not imagine that feeling to be his wife and their other kids, which on that topic, it's disappointing to find out that they found out through the TMZ report.
Yeah.
Like, TMZ had leaked it out before the police had even notified anybody. And me and my wife were talking about that, and I understand that TMZ has a job, and, like, she made the comment. She said that, you know, these are people.
Yeah.
These are still people, and so I would be more upset with whoever in the police department leaked that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had to be somebody that was there or at the police department.
EMT, somebody.
Who else knew? Yeah. Right. So it's like, it's just disgusting that had to happen that way, and horrible. I mean, seven other people. I know there was a husband and a wife and a daughter, and then the coach of the other AAU team and another player.
And then the pilot, and there was another coach, I believe.
Yeah, so it's just like all those families all found out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my wife or husband or whatever is going with Kobe Bryant to a basketball game, and you heard that Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash, you know that that's the same helicopter that my wife or my husband or whatever was on. So they all found out the same way, and that's just horrible. But, yeah, I mean, but like you said, he was such a transcendent figure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only a few people, like a few names in the world that you can say one name and you know who it is, like Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody threw a wad of paper in the trash and yelled Kobe. Everybody did it. I mean, and it's like Kobe and LeBron and Michael. And I mean, those names just resonate. And he's one of those people that will be the Sandlot. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. I mean, his legend will never die because of who he was, what he did, and everything on the court. And like you said, as a father, I mean, he was, yeah.
It's a loss. I mean, it's a loss. The world is not a better place for losing Kobe Bryant.
No, and you know that it hurts because you see so many people doing the tributes and speaking, and they can't even talk about it without, like, Shaq was inaudible. He could not speak when they interviewed him. Like, he couldn't do it. This is a man that just looks like he's bigger than the world, and now he can't even speak.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And like I said, you feel for everybody.
Yeah.
You really do.
And Kobe was such a god in a way, because you don't expect anything like this to happen, especially with somebody like Kobe Bryant. I mean, horrible situation. All you can do is just hope that in a situation like this that something better can come out of it, whether it's helicopter safety, whether it's places like TMZ are held more accountable, police departments are held more accountable. I mean, it's, you hope that out of this something good can come out of it, or else it is just an absolute horrible tragedy. And it's so sad that his daughter passed, Gigi passed, and it sounded like she was an up-and-coming superstar in the making. Mm-hmm. And
you hear all the stories, people saying he needed to have a son, and she's like, no, I'll carry on that tradition. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's the Bryant.
That's the Mamba mentality.
That's the Mamba mentality for sure. Yep. Oh, man, it's crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is cool, though, to see everybody doing their tributes. And, I mean, the one Michigan game to Michigan and Nebraska, they both took shot clock violations. Yep. And then other basketball NBA games took shot clock violations. Weird, just different tributes and stuff, but it's not going to go away, that's for sure. And, I mean, the other thing we wrote down here to discuss with the NBA was the irony of it was LeBron.
Yeah.
Passes Kobe in points the day before, right?
Yeah, the night before, yeah.
So it was like 16 hours before, and that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, and obviously the Lakers did their tribute, and LeBron spoke, and I think he did a great job. He was to the point. He was blunt. I mean, he said it like it was. I think he did a good job. I think he did justice in that. I'm not the biggest LeBron fan, but I think he handled that the right way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that was the perfect tribute to Kobe, and then really just leading into now, like, the changes that you've seen, like with the All-Star game coming up, that they're going to score the first three quarters, the last quarter. It's basically going to be the first one to reach a certain level, 24 points. Beyond what the teams have gotten in the three quarters, which technically is still scoring, but then also I did see that I think it's LeBron and Giannis are wearing 2 and 8.
Yeah.
And then is it the other players wearing 24?
It's doing something like that. Yeah, they're doing something with the jerseys to commemorate that. Yeah, I don't. I just every time I think about it, and I talk more and more about it. It's just like Randy was just telling me. My wife was saying, every time I see it, it still doesn't feel real.
No,
and it doesn't. It really doesn't. 41 years old.
Yeah,
and I did hear another interesting point about it that was like, you know what? That's a really good point. You know, Kobe's going to get inducted to the Hall of Fame. It was obvious. Mm-hmm. And I forget who it was. It might have been Kenny Smith. That might have said it. That. It's ridiculous the way this whole thing works is that we have to wait for these players to get enshrined. Mm-hmm. He's like, because now we'll never get to hear Kobe Bryant's Hall of Fame induction.
Yep.
We'll never get to hear that speech. Yep. You would think maybe his wife does something, but it's a, you know, the stupidity of you have to wait X number of years to get in. Like, now because of that, a legend will never get to see himself enshrined.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. It's so, and that's so minute to what this whole thing is, but it does bring up a point. Like,
it does.
You know, those are things that the people need mm-hmm. to see and deserve to see, and he deserves to have that moment. And it doesn't. He doesn't get it now. You know, his family will still, obviously. But I don't know. It's crazy.
It's hard. It's hard conversation to talk about.
It really is. You wish though, but you know what? You wish that the rest of the country could rally around each other for other things like they have for this, because there's no political party, there's no race, there's no religion in this. It's everybody has said it's Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and everybody's on board with it. You wish the rest of life could get around that mindset, because as a country we need it, obviously.
We have more in common than we have different.
Right. And so
unfortunately situations like this remind us all of that.
Yeah. It does. It's weird that it does mm-hmm. take a tragedy for you to realize, you know, we're really all not so different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We've rambled for quite a bit. I feel like we could probably just sit here and talk and talk and talk and talk. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite Kobe memory?
Favorite memory? It's got to be 81.
Yeah.
It's got to be him dropping 81.
See, to me, it's when he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
That to me is that to me is mama mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Dude blew his Achilles, and I wouldn't even call it walked. Mm-hmm. Hobbled to the free throw line and knew he was making those free throws, because if he missed, he wasn't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sank those free throws.
Yeah. I mean, they needed it.
Yep. Yeah, that's, to me, that always sticks out. Like, that's a badass dude right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a badass dude right there. Did you know that on your 81 thing, I don't know if you saw the thing going around one of the social media platforms, but there was a picture from behind him shooting a free throw. And I think it's when he was at 79,
mm-hmm.
and he was shooting a free throw, and Gordon Hayward.
Oh, no, that was his last game.
Was that his last
game? Yeah, because they played Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
What's his nuts from Michigan? Jalen Rose.
Yeah, that's right. So it was his last game. Yeah, Gordon Hayward did that lane violation to guarantee that he got his point or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the kind of respect that Kobe had.
Mm-hmm.
Players did things like that to ensure that he got enshrined the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what other thoughts you got. Anything else, Kobe, or do you want any more NBA stuff?
Nah, you know, I think the NBA is really just, it was all about Kobe, rightfully so, this past week. And, I mean, if you didn't watch the ceremony Friday night, I mean, that was a sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to watch, because you see these grown men that you've idolized in any sport breaking down, sobbing. I mean, it's hard, but it just shows how much sports can really reunite us all.
Yeah, it really, 100%. You couldn't say anything better. It really does.
I'm ready to go on to college basketball if you're good with it, man. Because okay. I think we could do all an episode full of Kobe.
Yeah, we probably could. So, all right, we'll take a short break here for a second. We'll get into college basketball.
All right, so we've got our intro, a little time for some college basketball talk. Four games in, big tests for both teams. I think, in all honesty, not surprising results for any team, I feel like, this past week. So I'm going to hand it off to Jordan, and I'm going to let Jordan run with it.
So, yeah, like I said in the intro, we're fully into Big Ten basketball season now. It's It's full bore, all systems go. And we've had four results per team since we last recorded. So I think let's start with Michigan State. We'll go there first, and then we'll circle back and touch on some of Michigan stuff. So Michigan State, obviously last Thursday, go to Indiana. Another road game where they give up a big early lead and can't fully recover. Drop the game 67-63. The shooting woes again bite Michigan State there. And like I said, slow start bite them again. It's just a common trend for them on the road this year. It's just weird. It's like they are so a Big Ten team. Mm-hmm. Because at home, they look unbeatable.
Yep.
Flat out unbeatable. And then you go on the road, and it's like, whoa, what team is this?
It's Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Hyde. It really is. But then, so then the following Sunday, last Sunday, so a week ago, at Minnesota, Minnesota's played pretty well of late. Mm-hmm. They smack Minnesota and beat them by 18. Slower start, but not as bad. Get down a little bit, fight back through it, and Cassius Winston really has his way in that game. But it's just like, well, it's okay. Maybe they figure out the road woes. So that's what they need. And at that point, they're sitting alone, first place in the Big Ten. So then this past Wednesday, Northwestern comes to Breslin. Northwestern's worst team in the Big Ten. At Breslin, we've already talked. They're pretty much unbeatable. And what they win by almost 30, which you would expect.
You hope.
Yeah. Early on in that game, I watched a little bit of it. Michigan State looked sluggish, and Northwestern was making some shots, and they stayed close. But then, I think about halfway through the first half, State just started to assert themselves, and they were the better team. Mm-hmm. And then just last night, they traveled to Madison, which anybody who watches Big Ten basketball can tell you that you hate going to play in Wisconsin. It's just a horrible place to go play. Once again, big first half deficit. They're down 19 at one point in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
I watched almost the entire game. And they did end up second half scratching and fighting and clawing back. And the final score, they only lost by one. They were down 7 with under a minute. And Cassius Winston hit 2 threes, and Wisconsin missed a couple free throws, and the last three was as the buzzer went off. So they only lost by one, but it was a 4-6 point game under a minute. And it just, Xavier Tillman in this game was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he was like 3 of 14, and it wasn't all jump shots. He missed like 4 or 5 layups, including a hook shot late that would have given him the lead. Like, it was extremely out of character for him, because he is a guy that's usually super confident around the rim, and it's just, he looked all kinds of out of sorts. And Wisconsin did everything that you would expect them to do. They guarded the hell out of Michigan State the whole shot clock, and they slowed the game down, and they forced you to play their game. And every time Michigan State tried to run in the first half, they missed a shot, and then Wisconsin come down and hit a three, and it snowballed. And then as the second half went on, Wisconsin quit making shots, and State started making more shots, and that's what narrowed the gap down. But it'll be interesting, because like we talked about in the last podcast, State's schedule really is back-end loaded with road games.
Yeah.
Like, they still have to go to Michigan, to Illinois, to Nebraska, to Maryland, and to Penn State.
Yeah, and those are not easy games. And
you look at those, Nebraska's should be a win game on the road.
It's
a game you should win. But every single one of those other road games are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Michigan, the rivalry. We don't know the Isaiah Livers situation still. Still, that's going to be a game. That's next, this coming Saturday. At Illinois, although they just lost earlier today to Iowa, at Iowa, Illinois is good.
Mm-hmm.
And at Illinois, makes it tough. Going to Maryland, going to Penn State, those are tough games. So, I mean, they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do here on the road if they want to be an outright Big Ten champion. Because right now it's trending like the conference champ's going to have 6 losses.
Yeah.
That's the way the trend is playing. And you have Illinois and Michigan State now tied at first still, because Illinois lost today. You have, I believe it's Rutgers, Iowa. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't have it right here in front of me. There's about four or five teams that are all bottlenecked in second place, and it's just like, wow. The Big Ten, there's like eight teams that could win it. So you have Illinois and Michigan State tied at first, then Maryland, Iowa, Rutgers, and Penn State are all within one game of that. So, jeez. I mean, and then Michigan still down at the bottom with – and Ohio State down at the bottom with higher nets than all these teams. So the Big Ten is just nuts. Absolutely nuts. So, did you get any eyes on any of these games?
No, or? You know, I didn't. I mean, I had read on Twitter about the Tillman having just a god-awful game. I did see a quote that he said, like, in warm-up or something like that, that he felt like he was off. And he was,
well, he said, I made every shot in warm-ups. And then I got an early touch and had a bad shot, and I could tell from there I was going to have a bad day.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Guess I kind of get it, but I don't know. That felt that's just, it was weird to read that. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, that's a weird quote. But, you know, I mean, I think as a Michigan State basketball fan, you have to take this team what it is. It's not... This is a different team. It's not a team that was like last year... It's a team that you have to almost give lower expectations to, especially going into March, because nobody really knows what this team is.
Yeah.
I mean, one day Cassius has a great game, but they still suck and they still lose. Or the next day he has a horrible game, Xavier Tillman picks it up and they do great. Or then the other game, then Tillman and Winston have horrible games, yeah, and they just get run out of the building like they did in Purdue. So, I mean, it's... I think if you go, because, I mean, we're going to be starting to talk about March before long, and you're looking into the tourney, I mean, you don't know what this team is. I think the Big Ten tournament is going to be huge for them to test their mettle a little bit, but this team is not a team that I expect to take a long run. But if they get hot, like we've been saying all season, it's going to be a team that gets hot and runs with it. You never know. It could be Michigan State, could be Michigan. Who it could be? Hell, it could be like a Rutgers or an Illinois that takes off.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I think the one thing that this team desperately, desperately needs is they need that secondary option. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said it over and over and over again, but Winston and Tillman are kind of one thing. Because Tillman's good when Winston and him can work in the pick and roll.
Yeah.
That's what makes Tillman so successful. When a team is good at taking that away, which Wisconsin took that away, mm-hmm, what do they have? They don't have that secondary option. It has to be Rocket Watts at this point.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, Aaron Henry is not an offensive threat. He's not that guy.
Yeah.
Defensively, Aaron Henry's a lockdown defender, which is fine. That's a role on Izzo's teams that have always been needed.
Mm-hmm.
But Rocket Watts, he had 16 yesterday against Wisconsin, and he shot the ball with confidence, and he looked athletic enough to take the ball in and get a basket. I think if they're going to make a run in March, he's going to have to step up and be that guy.
Yeah, he's very much, to me, feels like he's starting to gain some confidence. He's, like we said last week, I believe it was, the game slowing down for him. Yep. He's starting to understand
it. You can see that for sure, definitely. So it'll be interesting. Like I said, Michigan State, this week they've got Penn State at home, which... I mean, Breslin, they've been good, but Penn State's no slouch. They're still ranked. And then next weekend is the rebound game. They have Michigan and Ann Arbor. So we'll talk a little bit more about that Wednesday because we have the rivalry again. So it's a big week for them, a home and a road game. You got to go 1-1. Worst case, they can't afford to lose them both if they want to still have a shot to win the Big Ten outright. So
it's a mess, man.
That Tuesday game looms large for them. So, getting into Michigan, boy, what a roller coaster of a week that was. So, last Wednesday while we were recording, Penn State at home. I'm going fully off of just memory here because it's been a week plus. But Lamar Stevens comes out and hits everything under the sun. He can't miss a shot. In the first half, I think he scores like 16. Michigan kind of scraps, keeps it close. And then the second half, some dude off the bench whose name I don't even know snaps off and scores like 15 in the second half. So it's just been the story of Michigan's season. They can't seem to corral players. Like, they get one or two guys every game that goes off against them.
Mm-hmm.
So And Michigan ends up dropping that game 72-63, another close game that they just can't seem to put away. They were in it, and they make a run, get it close, make a run, get it close, and then Penn State just pulls right back away. So then the following Saturday, turnaround, Illinois comes in. Good news of the day, Isaiah Livers comes back. Playing, looks pretty good. Michigan goes on a run there in the second half and takes the lead on an Isaiah Livers three. And then, like, two possessions later, they come down in the exact same way he got hurt before, a pass up the court, he goes up to dunk the ball, gets fouled, comes down and lands awkwardly. And it looks like injuries re-aggravates the same injury. That's what it looked like. All the reports coming out are saying it is the same injury, but it's not as bad as it was. There's hope that he's available for the Michigan State game. That's kind of what I'm hearing they're hoping for. But that game goes on against Illinois, and Michigan misses 5 out of 6 free throws in the last minute and a half. And Adosunmu comes down and makes an absolutely tough shot. I mean, just outside the free throw line, rises up and he knocked it down. I mean, Xavier Simpson did it well, knocked down a tough shot with, like, I don't know, under a second left. So Michigan's free throw rolls come back to bite them. They make 3 of those free throws, you win the game. And they missed them, and 2 of them were by Franz Wagner, who's an 85% free throw shooter. So it's just like, Michigan, at this point, as a Michigan fan, you just feel like everybody hates you. Like, you can't catch a break anywhere. And then Xavier Simpson gets suspended. It's like, what in the hell? Does somebody hate Juwan Howard? Like, did he do something to somebody? Like,
who did you piss off?
Why does everybody hate Michigan right now? So Xavier gets suspended. There's no real release as to what he did. I've heard 2 different things, both of which would merit a suspension. One of which, I don't know, neither one of them have been verified. Brendan Quinn of The Athletic said that there was a traffic violation. So whether that means he got a DUI or something more, definitely could see a suspension there. The other rumor that was circulating around campus, I read on one of the message boards, was he got drunk at a bar and pissed on a wall in the bar because he got in an argument with somebody at the bar.
Oh.
Both of those would merit suspensions. One, I feel like if he got a DUI, I think he would be suspended a lot longer.
Yeah, I think that would be a little harsher.
Right. So we don't know. Nope, they're handling it in-house. They're not discussing it. So I feel like it can't be anything with, like, legal ramifications, because if there was something going on there, it would be a lot bigger, because he played yesterday. So it was only 1-game suspension. We'll get to that game. But Michigan goes to Nebraska in a game that Tuesday night, it very much felt like they had to win that game. I mean, you go to Nebraska, who's one of the 2 teams in this league that is not very good. You cannot afford to lose that game. They'd already lost 4 in a row, including 2 at home. Had to win that game. And it really felt like the whole game they had control of it. They were up 8-10 the whole game. And Nebraska make a little push and get it to, like, 6-4. And then Michigan would stretch it right back out. And that was good to see. Because you don't have Livers, you don't have Simpson in that game. Brandon Johns Jr. stepped up, played really well. Eli Brooks played really well. So that was good. Those are 2 players that if you want to have success and you want to make the tournament and do well in March, you need those 2 guys to perform well. So they got that win. And then yesterday in a home game, a very visual podcast, but air quotes, home game, at Madison Square Garden, because Michigan was technically the home team there, but if you watched it, it was all Rutgers fans. Because, I mean, New Jersey, New York, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. But Xavier Simpson's back and plays in kind of an old-school Xavier Simpson way. I think he had, like, 11 assists, then only, like, 8 or 9 points. He didn't try to score. The way Rutgers defended the game, they said that they weren't going to let him score. They wanted him to beat them passing the ball, and he did. Brandon Johns had a career high 20-something. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head. Teske and Franz get into double figures. So, I mean, all around, it's a good team game. They get the win 69-63. It's a good Rutgers team. It's weird to say that. It's weird to say Rutgers is good. But as of right now, Rutgers is, by any bracket thing you find, they're safely in. They're projected like a 5-6 seed right now. Mm-hmm. So Which I did see another, I've seen a selection thing that had 12 Big Ten teams in the tournament.
Good God.
So, the record's 11. The record is 11. When the Big East had all those teams. But it'll be interesting. It really comes down to Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, yeah. Purdue, Minnesota. Like, can those teams knock off enough of the higher end guys to push all 11 in? Because Nebraska and Northwestern, it's not happening.
Yeah, that's...
But everybody else is either in or on the bubble right now. So it'll be interesting. So Michigan gets 2 wins, 2 losses. Not ideal, but the season's not over. You still have something to play for now. This week, Tuesday, Saturday, just like Michigan State, except for both of these games are home. And they're both rivals. So you have Ohio State coming in Tuesday, who have been just like Michigan, started out the year extremely high and have been in the shitter, but they've won a few games here of late. So it'll be interesting. Two very contrasting styles there. Michigan likes to, with Juwan Howard, they wanted to get up and down the court a little more and try to score. Ohio State likes to play defense, and they like to play through Caleb Wesson. So another big man who likes to score. Michigan has had trouble with those this year. So we'll see how that plays out. That's 7 o'clock Tuesday, and then like we talked about with Michigan State, Saturday at Chrysler, it's noon, so that'll be the first game of the day, and we'll see that. There's, like I said, that's the talk where Isaiah Livers is projected to maybe come back, and if he does, that's a lot for that game.
That's a big pickup.
I think with him and East Lansing, that would have changed that game a whole lot. I mean, he's your best player, so I mean, defensively, offensively, that's huge. But like we said, Michigan State has a ton of tough road games going forward. Michigan's tough games are more at home with Ohio State, Michigan State, Nebraska. Not really tough there. Wisconsin. But they have to go to Northwestern, who's the worst team.
Yeah.
They have to go to Rutgers, which they are undefeated there, but they just beat Rutgers in a pseudo home game. They have to go to Purdue, which we've seen what Mackey does to teams. So that's
not
tough.
Pretty.
And then to Ohio State. And then they end the year at Maryland. So, really, if you look at the back half of their schedule, there's a lot of winnable games. A lot of they need, or they're at 14 wins right now. You figure 20 is always the safe number. So if they get 6 more wins out of there, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 home games. One of those being Nebraska and a road game at Northwestern. Take care of business at home and clean up Northwestern, and you should be safe.
Yeah.
So a lot of that depends on Isaiah Livers, though. I mean, it really does for this team. So busy couple games, or busy week and a half there, but seeing as how we didn't record Wednesday, we had a little bit more to talk about. But the future is, it's going to be very, very entertaining back half of the Big Ten season, because like we said, you have how many teams? You have 6 teams within 1 game of each other.
It's going to be a shit show.
Right now. So, yeah. It's going to be like a bad car wreck that you can't look away from.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And he's like, oh, my God. I can't stop looking. But, yep. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. The Big Ten tournament should be a blast.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Indianapolis this year. That'd be one where you go buy the whole week pass and you go to every single game, because every game from Wednesday to Sunday is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you think about it, the Thursday games are potential play-in games for the tournament for that, because you figure I think it's Thursday, whatever the second round games are, because the first two teams, Nebraska, Northwestern, obviously don't count, but everybody else from there, so you'd have Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota, Purdue, and Indiana would all be playing on that first day or that second day, and every single one of those teams potentially could be on the bubble.
Yeah.
So those games could all be win and you're in kind of games for March. The Big Ten tournament's going to be fun this year.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The whole season's been good so far, honestly. But I will say, and I heard this on one of the podcasts I listened to, I don't think there's a national champion in the conference. I don't think there's a team in this conference that has what it top to bottom what it takes to get to the national title game.
I don't think so either.
I think they're all really good. But nobody's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you never know. I mean, March comes around and Cassius Winston decides to go unconscious. Michigan State could make that run very easily. So, we'll see.
It's going to be a fun tournament.
It'll be really fun. Because there's no elite team in all of college basketball. I mean, San Diego State's undefeated. Gonzaga's only got 1 loss. Duke looks pretty good. But None of these teams look like they're unbeatable.
No.
So
Duke damn near lost to Syracuse yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. I ran a lot there. I said a lot. I could probably say even more. Do you have more? Any other thoughts or?
Nah, man. I'm good.
Should we roll into the Super Bowl?
Let's roll in the Super Bowl.
All righty, so we'll get this last segment done because we're getting to about an hour till kickoff, so we want to get this done and out there so you guys have a little bit of time to maybe preview before the game. So with that said, let's get into the Super Bowl. Chiefs-Niners tonight, Miami, South Beach.
Oof. Looks beautiful today.
Yeah. One of the guys I'm friends with is from Missouri. He's a big Chiefs fan. They went down. They don't have tickets to the game, but he went down for the whole week.
Oh, my God. That'd be nuts.
I've been living vicariously through that on Facebook. It's been fun to watch. So I'll kick this over to you and kind of give us your thoughts, takes, rundown. What do you got for the Super Bowl?
So Super Bowl this evening, 6:30. 49ers, Chiefs. We all know the story to that. It's going to be an interesting game. I really like... You've got strength versus strength. You've got superstar versus nobody really know, like prodigy that New England lets go. It's going to be fun. I really think that the Super Bowl is going to be one that it's going to be rapid fire. It's going to be a quick scoring. You're going to see some defense. You're going to see some hard hitting. You're going to see, it's going to be like watching lightning in a bottle. A lot of people you're reading are saying the Chiefs are coming in too arrogant and they think their shit don't stink and all that good stuff. And the Niners are the old school team that are hard nosed, nose to the grindstone, just working their ass off. Their defense is going to punch you in the mouth. And they're saying Richard Sherman's going to be the difference maker. And I look at the matchups and I really wonder to myself. And my question is, for the people that are thinking the Niners are going to win, how are you going to stop everybody?
Yeah, and we kind of touched on that a little bit before we started. And I'm with you there because I'm on board with the Chiefs. I just think that offense is just too good. I think, and I haven't looked at the forecast. I think we talked about it last
night. I think it's going to be really nice.
Seeing that, to me, if I'm a Niners fan, I'm like, fuck. Because, you know, if it was pouring down rain, that's great for San Francisco. Because they want to run the ball, they want to junk it up. But how do you stop all those horses on the outside? I don't know.
I really do question, like, first time Tyreek Hill does a quick out, how's Richard Sherman going to cover that?
Right.
Because
nobody's staying with him.
No, you're not staying with him. No. All you can hope to do is run zone defense and shuffle coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, you got Mecole Hardman running a streak right down the middle.
And he's faster than everybody on your team.
Yeah, and he is just as fast as Tyreek Hill, who, by the way, wants to try out for the Olympic team.
I saw that.
He wants to try out for the Olympic
team. They shadowed his high school times or whatever with the Olympic guys, and he was just behind him in high school. I'm like, oh.
So it's going to be a fun one, man. I really like the personalities that are going to be on the field tonight. I'm a huge George Kittle fan, so I'm very excited to see him in the spotlight tonight. I mean, he's an absolute hoss, and he runs a 4.440. So, I mean, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be rapid fire. If I put a prediction on it, I think, what did I say? I think 34-30 Kansas City. I think there's just going to be too much Mahomes.
Yeah, that's realistic, I think.
Nothing against Jimmy G, because Jimmy G is a very good quarterback, and he's getting paid the amount of money he's getting paid for a reason.
Sure.
I just don't think you can slow them down, because Tennessee tried doing it. They did for a little bit, and then it didn't work. Houston tried doing it. It worked for a half, and then it didn't work.
Right.
So there's just too many horses in that stable, and I don't see it any other way.
So the spread right now is Kansas City -1.5. Over-under is only 52.5.
See, that's surprising to me.
To me, that seems low. And any time when we did our pick'ems all year, whenever we saw a number like that, it's like, what does Vegas know that we don't know? Mm. So Like, to me, I think the over-under should be like 59.5 because I think 60 is very attainable. I mean, so 52.5, I think I would bet the over on that.
Yeah, I would.
I'd pound that hard. But I don't know. I'm with you. And I got asked at work about what my thoughts on it. I'm like, it's one of the few times in the Super Bowl where if you're not a Chiefs fan and you're not a Niners fan, you really don't care.
Yeah.
Because usually the Patriots are usually there and everybody hates them. Just because they win. Everybody hates winners. I don't know why. I like winners. But people hate winners. They do. I mean, people hate the Patriots. Why? Because they win.
Yeah.
And if you say otherwise, you're just lying to yourself. You hate them because they win. That's why everybody hates Alabama. Because they win. I hate Nick Saban.
That's true.
He's a winner. But I hate him. It's
good point.
It's the same thing. People,
that's a good point.
People hate people that are continuously successful. So this game, you don't really have that. You have two teams. Now, the Niners franchise has been great in the past, but really, when's the last time when Harbaugh was there?
Yeah.
They were in the Super Bowl then, and that was in 2008?
Nah, that was later. That was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, you're right, because he got to Michigan in 15, so it would have been 13 or 14. So, either way, though, that's still almost 7 years ago. I mean, so
Kansas City hasn't been in it since, what, the 70s?
Something like that. It's been a long time. So I'm with you. I lean Chiefs, definitely.
Yeah.
I think if I had to make my pick, like we were going to pick our winner, I'll take the Chiefs, and I'd lay the 1.5 if I had to.
Okay.
I think there's just too much offense. I'm thinking like 42-28, something like that. Close the whole game.
Yeah.
And a late touchdown kind of like puts it away.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing here is, the Niners' defense is good. If they get to Mahomes, he's had injury issues this year. If they can get to him and ding him up, then things get really interesting because you know who their backup is.
Oh, shit.
It's Chad Henne.
Oh, yeah. It's time to shine.
It would be very interesting if that were to happen. So, I would take the Chiefs. I'd lay the 1.5, I think.
You know, and in thinking about it, too, what you bring up about the Niners' defense, that defensive line is the most underrated to probably being one of the best in the league. Solomon Thomas, Joey Bosa has been a prodigy this season.
He looks like a genius for sitting out last year.
He does. He really does. And everybody talked shit, and I talked shit, and thought it was an idiot move, but
bet on yourself.
Bet on yourself. You know what you can do. So if we're going to, speaking of bets.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So we got just a couple for shits and giggles.
Some of the prop bets.
Prop bets. So we'll start off with the opening of the game, the national anthem. Demi Lovato was singing it. He said it was at
over-under's at 2 minutes and 1 second.
2 minutes, 1 second.
So if you were to bet it, would you bet the over or the under?
Powerful voice.
Yeah.
Passionate singer.
Very, very good singer.
Very good singer. I'm going about 204 because at the of the Brave, she's going to drag
that Brave drag.
She's
going to
drag that sucker out.
That Brave, everybody in Vegas is like, come on, stop talking. Yep. No, you know what? And to me, I think I take the under because, like I said, she is a very good singer. Don't need to do the razzle-dazzle. I don't need to do the extra bells and whistles. I think you just sing the song and be passionate about it.
Okay.
I think I take the under at minute 55, minute 56.
I respect it. Close,
but I think the sheer ability to sing, I think, keeps it simple. I'm going to be way wrong. It's going to be like 3.5 minutes now.
Oh, my God.
Shoot me now, I know. I love our country, but I don't need to hear 3.5-minute national anthems.
No, please.
Who was it the 1 year that went almost 3 minutes? There was somebody.
Oh, God, I know what you're talking about.
They just, like, every syllable got over-enunciated. It was like, oh, my God.
That for me.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, all right, so you're over. I'm under. We'll see you there.
All right.
So the other one that I wrote down is who scores the first touchdown. Now, this is physically gets the ball over the line into the end zone. So not Mahomes throwing a touchdown, but if Mecole Hardman catches the touchdown, he's the person. Who is it that scores the first touchdown?
I'm going to go Mostert from San Francisco.
And I've heard that a lot because I talked about this a little bit at work. And I'm playing off of that. Because San Francisco likes to run the ball, I'm going with Kittle on a play-action pass.
Okay.
Inside the 15-ish. They've been pounding, pounding, pounding. Over the top.
Okay.
I take Kittle.
Okay. So, I like it.
Yeah. It makes sense, you know, because they want to pound it. They want to pound it. Garoppolo went through it 8 times or whatever the hell it was. And
so we both agree San Francisco is going to come out hot.
I think so. I think they have to.
Yeah.
And so if you're them, on that note, do you take the ball? If you win the coin toss, do you take the ball?
No.
You don't think so? You think I trust my defense to
set the pace.
That's scary because if you give, you're giving Mahomes the best offense in the league the ball and saying, we think we're going to stop you.
But I think that's a must swagger that San Francisco has, that they're going to say, you're not going to beat me.
I like it. I like it. That's a statement for sure. Mm-hmm. I think I take the ball, though. Yep. I think I make Mahomes sit over there and sit. And if I want like a 6-minute drive to start the game. I want to show Kansas City, this is what I can do to your defense all game long. Hey, Patrick, sit there and don't do anything. That's how they're going to win this game.
Yeah.
That's the only way I see them winning this game is if they can junk it up and eat clock and make Mahomes. Because if Mahomes is on the field, they're going to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
If this is a 70-snap game,
oh,
they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. They can't keep up. Like we said, they don't have the horses, so.
How many no-look passes do you think we see tonight?
Oh, God. I'm under 3.
Yeah, I'd say I'm going to say like 1.
Yeah.
You can't do that today.
Who makes the big play? There's always a big play in the Super Bowl. Who makes that big play? What do you think?
I like Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, you think he has
big punt return, big kick return, or he just does a streak and Mahomes just hits him with a bomb.
You got Honey Badger with a big pick.
Do you?
Yeah. Late in the game to seal it.
Okay.
Like San Francisco's driving to tie the game or something. Mm. He gets a pick, maybe even a pick six, you know, something okay. like that blows it open.
I respect it.
Yeah, I like the Honey Badger to make that play. So.
I like it.
I don't know. So we're both Chiefs.
Both Chiefs. Both. A little different score.
Over and under, both on the national anthem, mm-hmm. So we'll see. What do you? Any other thoughts? What do you got before we shut this thing down?
You know, my one thought is I'm freaking hungry.
Yeah. You need to start cooking.
I'm damn right.
I've been cooking all day. It's your turn.
No, man. I don't have any other thoughts about Super Bowl. I'm bummed to see that the NFL is waning now and... But the heat of the Tom Brady controversy now of where's he going, what's he doing?
Was he walking away or was he walking towards the field?
And that's what I think is absolutely insane is you've got people, oh, my God, he's walking away. Oh, my God, he's walking towards. And if you read the tea leaves, he was recently looking at a home in Vegas and that the Raiders said that he's their priority now.
I heard Nashville, too.
And I've heard Nashville. I mean... It's going
to
be interesting.
You guys are all fools. He's coming to Ann Arbor to be the quarterback's coach.
Oh, my. There's no way in hell.
That would be amazing. That'd be amazing. So I think he was walking towards the field personally.
I do, too. I think he's coming back for like 1 or 2 more seasons.
He ain't going out like that.
No.
He ain't going out. He would know. So. No.
He Mamba mentality.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I don't know. I think you got anything else?
No, man. I'm good. Thank you guys for listening. Like Jordan said in the beginning of the show, if you haven't yet, like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Spartans Wolverine Spirits Podcast. Hit us up. Ask us questions. We would love to discuss your guys' questions on the our next week's episode on Wednesday, coming out Thursday. Eat some food, drink some beer, and have a good time tonight. Be safe.
Yeah, don't drive. It's not good. If you drink and drive, that doesn't go well for anybody. So, yep, I reiterate what Lane said. If you got anything you want to talk about, let us know because now the NFL is wrapping up and we're really going to be college basketball and just a little bit of NBA. So, yeah. If you got a topic you want to discuss, drop us a message, text us something. Maybe we can have a special guest.
I think that's a good idea.
Maybe we'll have a special guest on here and talk about something. So, all right, I think we'll shut that down. Once again, thank you and share us with everybody you can. Tell somebody. So, we will be back next week.
Kobe!
Go Blue!